Psachim Yerushalmi, corresponding to Psachim Bavli, Daf Sadi Zayin. We begin Yerushalmi on Daf Samach Vav and Aleph, six lines up from the bottom of the page, Taman Taninan. Taman Taninan, Vlad Chatas, Utmuras Chatas, Vechatas Shemesu Baalim, Uvshe Ibra, Shinasa, Uvshe Avda, Venimses Baalas Mum. The Mishnah says in Tmura, the offspring of a Korban, Chatas, the Tmura of a Chatas, a Chatas whose owners died, if it became more than a year old or if it was lost and it was later found to be blemished, they must all die. Vlad Chataf, the Ispalgun, Sibor Shehifrish, Nekeva, Bechay Nossi, Shehifrish, Seira, Rav Yemi Amar Le Kidja, Vlada Kaev, Rav Yosef Amar Kidja, Vlada Meis. In the case of the offspring of a Chataf, there's a dispute if a community separated a female or a Nossi separated a female goat, that Rav Yemi said it did not receive any type of Kedusha and its offspring can be sacrificed, whereas Rav Yosef said that it receives Kedusha and its offspring must therefore die. Chayel Rav Yosef Min Hador, in at Yochol loyma vlad chataf b'sibo she'en at sibo mevim nekeva la'ama ela ein at Yochol ha'im higdisha kodja. Rav Yosef's proof comes from the Mishnah in Tmura. You cannot speak about the offspring of a chataf regarding a communal korban, as the community never brings a female as a korban. The Mishnah only said that you cannot speak, but if he consecrated it, it would work. Am Rav Yosef Rabun Yos Am Rav Yomya V'loi Rav Shimon hi Rav Shimon Amar Nekeva La'ila La'kidja Ela Hikdish Domim. Rav Yosef Rabun says that Rav Yomi is correct. It's the opinion of Rav Shimon, who said that if a person consecrated a female animal as a korban oila, it only receives kedushas domim, meaning only its monetary value belongs to the temple, but it cannot be used to a korban. However, the korbanos of a community or a nasi do not receive kedusha at all. The Tumuras Chatas is Palgun. The same dispute about the Tumur of a Pesach applies to the Tumur of a Chatas. Hey, boy, if you made a Tumur on the 13th, Rabbi Zera Amar Tumurasa Krave Shlomim, Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak Amar Ein Tumurasa Krave Shlomim. Rabbi Zera said that its Tumur is brought as a Shlomim, so to the Tumur of a Chatas that was incorrectly consecrated can be brought as a Naila. Rabbi Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said that it's not brought as a Shlomim, so to the Tumur of the Chatas cannot be sacrificed, rather, it must die. The Chatas Shemesu Baalim Yomus. If the owner of a chatas died, the animal must die. But if the animal had already been incorrectly consecrated, it follows the words of Hilah, quoting Shmuel, that if the owner of a Pesach died on the 13th, it is brought as a Shlomim, as it was not a valid Pesach. Here too, that since the chatas was not valid, it is brought as an Oila. Why not discuss the case of an owner dying on the 14th? The answers all agree that any case where it had become fitting to be brought to a Pesach, it's not brought as a Shlomim. What if it was consecrated when older than a year, and therefore not suitable as a Korban Chatas, just as a Pesach is not? The answer is it follows Rav Chista, who said that a Korban Pesach became more than a year old between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni, is invalid. Rabbi Hillel, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, says that if the time of the Pesach's atonement passed, for example, if the owner died, or if it was lost and later found unblemished, it may be brought as a Shlomim. And this is supported from Rabbi Yossi, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, that a Pesach is only brought as a Shlomim if it was lost and later found after the owner's received atonement by bringing another animal as a Pesach. Ubalas mum, what if the animal was later found with a blemish? Rav Zera asked Rabbi Yossi, it's not logical to ask about such an animal that received a blemish as if it's lost, which is a case that has already been discussed. Amalei ana savakein. Rabbi Yossi said to Rav Zera, I agree with you. Hifrish pischoi v'avad v'hifrish ache tachtov v'hispik lehakriv es hasheni ad shenimsa harishoin v'harei shneihem oimdim. The Gemara asks, if a person separated his Pesach and it became lost, and he separated a replacement but before sacrificing the second one, the first one was found, what should he do with them? Istanatani mitzah lehakriv es harishoin, istanatani mitzah lehakriv es hasheni. One baisa teaches that he should bring the first animal, another baisa teaches he should bring the second one. Matani Shmuel Kain. And Shmuel also taught like the second Brisa, but he understood that one could even bring a second. He should choose the better animal, and the other one should graze until it receives a blemish, and then be sold and its money used to buy a shlomim for the 16th. Rabbi Lezer Omar, who adds my kor shlomim, be yudvav. Rav disagrees and says the second animal should itself be brought to the Shlomim on the 16th rather than be sent to graze. After the Rebbe, Rebbe Lazar, Shmuel, Tanisa, but should say the Tani, Rebbe follows the Lazar's opinion and Shmuel taught like the Rabbanon. As the Baisa teaches, the Rebbe Oimer Ein Chatas Ela Shenimtis Ma'achas Yekipur Babaylim Ein Amois Holchis Liyam HaMelech Ela Shenimtsu Ma'achas Yekipur Babaylim. Rebbe says that a Chatas only dies if it was lost and later found after the replacement was sacrificed, and if he had separated money for a Chatas and it was lost and a replacement bought, if they were found before the replacement was sacrificed and he bought one of them, the other one falls as a donation to the temple. But if he found the first monies after the replacement was sacrificed, the other one is thrown into the sea, into Yam HaMelech.